Hey, everybody. Long time no talk at you. I bet you're wondering where we've been for, lo, these many months. Well, settle in, kids. I'm going to tell it to you straight. You see, it all started after we posted that last new episode of Classical Classroom. You know, the one with Dr. Robert Greenberg? If you'll remember, he claimed that he, and only he, had solved the mystery of Mozart's death.
And that's what happened in the fall of 1791.
Why should we believe this version of the story?
Oh, because it's true.
Well, right after we posted that episode, I was walking across the parking lot late one night after work when suddenly I was nabbed and thrown into the backseat of a car by a member of the Mozart Mystification Society. Before I knew it, I was being held captive in the kitchen of a private jet where a kindly old chef fed me crackers and entertained me with episodes of The Facts of Life on YouTube. I think the kindly old gentleman actually drugged the marmalade, because the last thing I remember is Tootie saying, "There's gonna be trouble." I woke up in the middle of a marble floor, staring up at a high ceiling above. It took me a while to realize that I was in St. Peter's Church, surrounded by a circle of people whose faces were all obscured by backlighting. One of them spoke and said, "You have attempted to tell the truth about Mozart's death. This cannot be. This mystery is how we make all the monies." Just then, a loud noise startled the group and I saw my chance. I somersaulted out of the circle and said, "Parkour!" And then I ran for it. I wound up on the streets of Salzburg, where I hopped on a horse tied up outside of a bar. Well, the owner caught wind of this and came at me with a sword. I fended him off with my own sword, which I found conveniently strapped to the horse's side. Once I shook the guy, I giddy-upped across town and tied the horse in front of another bar, where I went inside and approached a gentleman named Hans, who I had it on good authority was the best pilot around. I asked him for passage to the town of Alderaan. He gave me some lip, but ultimately, he agreed to the job. We sped across town on his motorcycle to the airfield under cover of darkness, but before we could make it to the plane, the Mozart Mystification Society was upon us. It turned out that the pilot happened to know the art of karate, and together we fought them off and gave them the slip, flying away just as they were beginning to regain consciousness. The plane ran out of fuel, and we had to make an emergency landing near a river. Hans and I parted ways, giving each other a hearty handshake and meaningful eye contact. I jumped in the freezing cold river and swam to the other side, where I found what I thought was an empty cave to take respite for the night. But alas, I was not alone, and the mother bear that was there was none too happy to find me in her home. I ran like hell until I was deep in the woods, where I buried myself under branches and leaves for warmth. At daybreak, I hiked up the large hill at the edge of the woods and discovered that there was an idyllic town on the other side in the valley below. Surreptitiously and staying low to the ground, I zigzagged my way down to the town, where once again, I found the Mozart Mystification Society on my tail. There was a parade going on, so I blended into the crowd and then had no choice but to climb onto a parade float with a friendly band of tuba players. Between songs, one of them turned to me and, without moving his lips, said, "Come with me." I followed him into the float's underbelly, where he asked who I was running from. I told him, and his eyes widened, clearly understanding who I was talking about. He and his wife hid me in their house for several months, and I worked disguised as a very short lumberjack, though I could never bring myself to actually chop down any trees. Just as I was beginning to accept my new life, the Mystification Society found me again and tried to nab me at a job site. My fellow lumberjacks created a diversion while I slipped away. My driver dropped me off on the edge of town in a small door under a staircase and nodded toward it. I nodded back in thanks and slipped into the doorway, making sure no one noticed me. The door led to a long passageway that led to more long passageways, all lit by candles. I kept following them for what felt like days until I finally saw another doorway ahead and ran for it. I emerged in what turned out to be the stockroom of a coffee shop in Seattle, Washington. I'm sworn to secrecy about the rest of what happened, but suffice it to say that I'm only safe now because of a trilateral agreement between the governments of Canada, the U.S., and Austria, which is why I have to stay here in Washington State, under the protection of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. To give the whole thing an air of authenticity, I've taken a job here at Classical King FM, which, as it turns out, I quite like. Anyway, So there's the story. I've missed you guys. Do you want to hear a new episode? I'm imagining you all nodding yes. Well, great, because new episodes are coming this September, and we can't wait. All you need to do is subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and the episodes will magically populate your feed. See you soon. Or I guess we won't see you, because, you know, it's a podcast. Okay, bye.